the white stand.
So you're joining us at the Rugby Union Varsity Women's game. I'm Phil, and I'm with the co-host, Tom. And we're just going to go through the team sheets first. So number one, we've got Amy Gold. Number two, we've got Holly Jackson. Number three, Laura Halford. Number four, Lucy Rudd. Number five, Siobhan Fodden. Number six, Jodie Dimmock. Number seven, Afy Philly. Eight, Lucy Bond. Number nine, Juliet Porter. Number 10, Dom Ellis. Number 11, Ellie Hind. Number 12, Beth Jones. Number 13, Ella Whitehouse. Number 14, Lily Jones. And the fullback, number 15, Ellie Harris. And for Nottingham Trent, we've got number one, Holly Weston. Number two, Nessa Hadley. Number three, Emma Cole. Number four, Tian Figg. Number five, Candice Barrett. Number six, Becky Pinnell. Number seven, Becky Noon. Number eight, Lauren Clayton. Number nine, Maisie Morgan. Number 10, Lucy Burgum. Number 11, Emily Drog. Number 12, Shannon Finnegan. Number 13, Lizzie Reed. Number 14, Maisie Fabrini. Number 15, Lauren Patterson.
Each team just feeling each other out here at the moment, Phil. The Trent defence was standing up to some good pressure there from the Union Knots. See, they've got to get a little bit of quicker ball, to be honest. It's getting delayed a little bit at the breakdown. And really, to get on the front foot, then Union are really going to have to start getting some faster ball. But it's good to see them going through the phases and just warming into the game.
And that is half time. So great performance there. A great swell from the crowd there as they go into the changing rooms. Absolutely strong performance from Uniov. Amy Gold does pick herself up from the ground, so that's great. She's been one of the most effective forwards. She Bon and Ellie Harris, key players for Uniov. So that concludes a half where in the first 10 minutes for Uniov, number 8 Lucy Bon was sin-binned for 10 minutes for consecutive offsides and ruck violations. During that time, we're down to 14 men. It was quite obvious that Uniov was missing a key player, especially in the offensive-defensive half. But once she came back on, that's when all the scoring happened. And some great forward play there. Number 6, Jodie Dimmock, set up Holly Jackson, number 2, for a great forward-orientated school to draw it to 5-5 and then drew it to 7-7 with the conversions respectively on each half. And then more tries came from Ellie Harris, the fullback. Excellent sort of individual try, but again, excellent work from the forwards to set up that. So they go into the second half, I feel, with a strong position. The key thing is no more penalties for Uniov. So yeah, Tom, I was saying that no more penalties for Uniov is key here. Number 8, Lucy Bond, seemed to be a key figure there, and they missed her when she was in bin.
Yeah, definitely. That is definitely the case, Phil. I mean, I think really here, Uniov just got to, in the second half, they're just going to take a breather, and just, they've seen how Trent can play. They're very narrow, and they just need to try and just shut down the inside channels, tighten up around the edges of the ruck, and that's all the threat that they've offered. There's been a couple of lapses in concentration, and Trent have capitalised. But apart from that, Uniov definitely looked the better team here, and should take some confidence going into the second half. But I'm here now with Jack Pearce, super fan of the and avid follower of the Women's Rugby Union team. Jack, what are your thoughts on that first half?
Oh yeah, not seeing him. We're playing well, you know. When we have the ball, we look in control. The first 25 minutes or so, didn't get a lot of ball. We struggled, but that last 15 minutes of that half, when the Simbin came back on, dominated possession and starting to dominate the scoreline.
And are you feeling good for the second half? Hopefully get the win and wrap at the Varsity Series here today?
Oh, that'd be ideal, mate. I'm fully confident we can get a win.
Good stuff.
So you're joining us now for coverage of the second half. So swap sides now. Uniov is slight downhill, I feel. We've got a nice vantage point here at Lady Bay. It's a lovely day. Soft ground, though. It's a perfect day for rugby, I think. It's 14-7. The second try was disallowed because it was offside. So the two teams are now facing off. The refs are a bit slow to get onto the pitch, but the linesman's got a charge over now. So just waiting for the linesman. But the Uniov crowd's been brilliant, 14-7. Just to remind you that if we win this, we win the series. So if the Uni of Girls win here today, they win the series, so they could clinch it for the whole of the University of Nottingham. So some great responsibility on the shoulders of the women's team here. Amy Gold, I believe, again, great layoff. Oh, knock on there by number 8, Lucy Bond. Very unfortunate, but great start from Uni of, and strong start from the forwards again.
Yes. Been slightly scrappy from both sides of the opening 5 minutes of this second half, and neither team's really took a hold on the game yet. It's very tiring. It's a bit lateral. It's all a bit tight, and I think Notts really here just need to just get a deeper line and just be more willing to use their hands quicker, because quite a lot of the time what we're seeing is that the forwards aren't shuffling on the trend side, and it's leaving a lot of more substantial girls in the middle of the park, and Notts really should be getting their back line to run around them, but instead there's not a huge amount of heads up play. That said, when Notts do look up a little bit and cut some nice lines off the back of the rucks, so they are making a lot of ground with some good footwork and better mobility. But until they fully dominate on that, then it's hard to see either team really taking this game by the scruff of the neck.
I would say that the University of Nottingham is outplaying Trent at the minute, but we need to be careful with those interceptions. It was a disallowed try, we heard very late on, but just careless play might be an opening for Trent here. But at the minute, very strong in the middle of the park, and we're now setting up for the scrum again. And number 9 for Nottingham, Trent, Maisie Morgan in for the put-in at the scrum. Very flat again from Nottingham, Trent. And I think they can capitalise. I think Uni of can capitalise. It's spilled at the front. Slightly dodgy play, but number 12, Shannon Finnegan, has been running. And she's still going. She's still going. Great tackle there from the... She's not being held, though. And it's out in touch. I couldn't quite see who tackled it. It might be Ellie Harris. Is there someone injured on the floor? So it's Ellie Harris. Great tackle then. Try scorer and tackler. Brilliant play from Ellie Harris there, but good defensive recovery there, because number 12, Shannon Finnegan, who's been a shining light for Nottingham Trent, burst through the ranks there. Just to remind everyone that Nottingham Trent are down to 14 men because their number 10, Louise Burgum, was simbin for consecutive offsides.
And it looks like the ref, he thought about blowing there, but instead he chooses great. Oh, what a step! What a great try! Oh, and she's kept the ball in. And what a great try that nearly was there from the number 5 Uni of Siobhan Foden. And that was such a great step. That was Israel Dagg-esque, in my opinion, right there. That was impressive stuff indeed. And out of nowhere, the ref nearly played a good advantage, to be fair, and nearly thought about blowing the whistle, but saw that there could be something on. And now Trent here are going to have to secure this line out.
And it's an offensive play from Nottingham Trent there, but quick line speed from the defensive team there, Amy Gould. Wraps up, and it's holding up the play, and it's now a ruck, and that's been secured by Nottingham Trent. But dodgy play there, and it's a kicking game now, and I believe University of Nottingham has turned over the ball about 10 metres out from the try line. Yeah, it's a turnover now. Number 1, Amy Gold carries that in again. They need to support the players there, not rolling away, surely, ref. Number 10 receives that, Don Ellis. And a great forward play. Number 5 charges the line. High tackle, surely. Advantage there, advantage, high tackle. Great position there. And we're not sure, the forwards are now surging for the line. It's still in possession, but that was a high tackle, advantage still being played. And the scrum half brings that out. To number 15, got to number 15, there was a chance there. Number 13, Ella Whitehouse, has she got there? And that was held up at the line. That was Ella Whitehouse searching for the line. Number 13, Ella Whitehouse, she did have an option to Ellie Harris. Number 15, obviously, scorer of the second try. And no, it's been confirmed as a try. So that is a try, so that is Ella Whitehouse scored after conferral with the linesman. The referee has called that a try. Excellent result, and I feel like the University of Nottingham ladies rugby union team has got this in the bag, and possibly the series is on the way. And the University of Nottingham crowd here absolutely ecstatic at this. So just to confirm, so that is 19-7. I feel this is now a winning series performance. The University of Nottingham ladies rugby union team has done us very proud here. A conversion will turn it into 21-7, but it is a hard angle. I thought she's got it. It's now 21-7 to the University of Nottingham. Trent is now lagging. Brilliant play from the girls there. The crowd is surging because you know what? I'm feeling like this is a series winning result. This would make it unattainable for Trent to win the series. And the girls here have done us very proud. So watch this space. We might have won the series earlier than anticipated.
We do have to defend, and because Trent are slowly making their way up the field, and their plus one runners are causing a bit of havoc. But it's all very slow, and the ref here, and he's given a yellow card. Who's that to? We can't quite tell. I presume it's to a University of Nottingham player. Number 21, which is Rebecca Russell there, taking with an early bath. And it goes out here, and it's a good nice shift, and they're spreading it early here, and what great defence that is from Ellie Harris, jamming in there. That's beautiful reading of the play, and now we've got the ball back as well. That is a chance. This has been the story of Trent's afternoon, butchering chances left, right and centre. And it's a clever decision there from UON just to clear the ball out, just to run the clock down a little bit and take a breather and reset here at a line out. And another wrap around there and another chip through, which she is well known. And it bounces up for her. This could be a try because Anne Harris is coming across. What a tackle. That's just vintage fullback defensive work there. Lovely chip through from the Trent 10, it has to be said. And another strong tackle in the midfield as well. And the kick really just sat up nice before allowed her to regain possession. The winger had a nice support line, but unfortunately they didn't quite have the gas to get over the try line. But they are coming strong here now, Trent, a final. They've got to score here if they want any chance of drawing level. They need two converted tries to draw it at 21 all. And you really feel that if they're going to score, if that's going to happen, they have to score within the next 60 seconds, or at least within this passage of play. And it goes out again to the 10, who puts a... and that's very loose indeed. And it's been picked up here by the number 5, and she's covered across by the winger, but Trent are on the ropes here, and surely that's off their feet there, penalty there. And play on as the inside centre, Bethan Jones, comes out with it and shrugs off one tackle, but is absolutely clobbered. But she gets the offload away. This is thrilling stuff here. What a running line from Aoife, I think this is. And this is great, and the crowd really pick up here at Lady Bay, and surely that's holding on. They've got to go wide here. They've got to go wide on the next passage of play at Uniov. They've got so many numbers. They've got to use their hands, and another offload, and that's a great ruffle there, 10-on-10. Great rushing up defence, and the hooker there, and Ellie Harris shows on the inside, uses the hands, and she can't quite get the ball away, but she carries on, and she just checks inside. Smart play there to keep the attack going, and they just have to hold on to the ball here and just recycle possession. Trent are all offside, and she's seen a gap there. The scrum half goes quickly, and that was great heads up rugby there. And 19 here slots in Alex Wills, slots into dummy half. And that's a lovely line again picked by Amy Gold. She's been doing that all game, picking up another 15 metres. And that's open play. So a knockback from Trent is allowed there. Just perhaps trying to force it maybe there as we're getting into the Trent 22. We're 15 metres out now. And what a tackle that is. And they've spilt the ball. And that's a great tackle there. That's a great tackle from Siobhan Foden. And the ball now, it's right outside the line. And the ref's called it again. Oh, he's getting too involved here. He's very whistle happy today, this ref is. But what a tackle that is. What a tackle that is there from Foden, the number 5, as Trent spilling possession again. The first knock on. He was playing the advantage, to be fair, so I'll take that back. Great refereeing. What a top bloke he is.
And we are here for the series point, I believe. It's 80th minute. Kick out, and we have won the game. The crowd is ready to go mental. I can see them. and Lady Bay might be the place where the University of Nottingham wins the series. The crowd definitely agrees with me. The ref is again the star of the show when it comes to his whistle, and we're going to have to redo the scrum again. We've won. Come on, let's do this. Again, a slow putt in. The Nottingham Trent must be fed up by now. It's been a physical game from both halves. The forwards have been stars of the show, I believe, but some individual performances from Ellie Harris there. It's been fantastic in charging the ball up the pitch, but this has to be a championship point now, and Nottingham Trent will try and slow this down, but... And it's been stolen.
Oh,
and again, we're going to go back to the scrum. This is just delaying the inevitable result that the University of Nottingham has won the 2017 series. So that's called it. They've called the game. The University of Nottingham has won the series. That is final. The University of Nottingham ladies rugby union team has won the series for the University of Nottingham. Trent now huddle in disappointment, slightly clouded by an injury at the end, but the girls have done it. University of Nottingham has done it. The crowd know it, slapping the boards at Lady Bay. Sunny day, and it's a sunny day and a good result for the University of Nottingham. Absolutely brilliant performance, and hopefully the men can follow later. Just to confirm, 21-7 to the ladies, University of Nottingham. That means that we win the series. We are victors again. Dominance from the University of Nottingham, jumping up and down from the ladies there. They have won it. They have clinched it in a highly physical game, and the University of Nottingham ladies rugby union team has done the whole university proud. Absolutely brilliant day.
Couldn't agree more there, Phil. Absolute insane scenes down here at Lady Bay Stadium. We've won the game, we won the points, and we've won the series. Varsity 2017 goes to University of Nottingham.
Okay, I'm joined here by Ife and Dom, the captain and vice-captain of the University of Nottingham Women's Rugby Club. Guys, many congratulations. A fantastic 21-7 victory. How are you guys both feeling right now?
A bit sick, but
a bit tired. No, absolutely ecstatic. Like, it was the kind of cherry on the top of a fantastic season. We all wanted it so badly, and it's all come together, so over the moon, yeah.
Some fantastic performers out there on the pitch for the University of Nottingham. Siobhan Foden in particular, I thought, had a fantastic game.
She is on fire. She's absolutely incredible. And like, she didn't have much confidence coming into this season, so it was really good to see her just absolutely come into her own, and fantastic today.
And of course, finishing second in the Bucks League, of course, over the course of the season, you must have seen the players as a whole group come on a lot during the course of the campaign.
Yeah, I mean, our last game was our cup final in Bath against Birmingham, and you know, it was just everything came together. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but we've got to set it right today, and everyone's progressed and gelled so well as a team this year, couldn't ask for any more.
Now, you've won Varsity not just for yourself but for the University of Nottingham as well, making the series 12-8 overall. What are you guys going to do to celebrate?
Do you want an honest answer to that question? No, we'll be hitting back in a bit, and yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Awesome, very well done. Many congratulations on the victory today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm joined here by Trev Goddard, the head coach of the University of Nottingham Women's Rugby Club. Many congratulations today on the victory, Trev. How have you seen this group of players progress over the course of the season? Of course, fantastic finish in Bucks Midlands 1A, second in the league, and as well getting to the final in Bath. You must be very, very proud of the players.
Oh, yeah, every year these girls, they just turn it on. It's not just about the girls that are on the pitch today. This is a whole club. It's a whole club game. Well, the girls that was on the pitch today were representing 50, 60 girls that are in this club, and there's a twos varsity next week as well, and we're looking to do the same on Trent then. Right. We're really proud of the girls, what they've done. They've worked really hard all season, also you want to thank Paul Walsh, director of rugby at Nottingham, for his input during the season as well with these girls.
Now, just on today's match, who out of the players on the pitch really stood out for you as key performers in that win against Trent?
They all played out of the skins today. For me, I think Amy Gold, who's come up from the twos, has made an impact, got her first place in the first team. Some huge carries today, some really good carries, set us on the platform. But basically, it's just a whole team performance today, so really good.
Fantastic, massive team effort. And how have you kind of seen the club as a whole, not just the first team playing today? How have you kind of seen the whole club gel over the course of the season?
Oh, the girls, it's just natural to them. They have all the socials and everything with the committee, and they all turn up for training. You know, we've got 30 or 40 girls turning up for training nearly every week. So we have to have all the resource from the university, and I thank them for that. We've got a good coaching structure, backed up by, I said, Paul Walsh, the directors, and the other first team coaches. These girls just gel. It's just one thing. It's a family, and it's probably one of the best societies on the campus. So really happy with them.
Excellent stuff, Trevor. Thank you very much for joining us.
No worries. This is URN Sport.